today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Some believers feel like they have no one they can truly fellowship with. Others feel they are totally alone, while many believers won't even speak to one another. How many of you know that there are no strangers in the body of Christ? I know that seems strange, particularly when you take into consideration how we treat one another. Let's change that today. We have the power to do so. Is there a believer in your workplace, school, or in your community that you have not fellowshiped with in conversation, a prayer, a smile, or a simple, "Hello, how are you doing?" They are your fellow citizens of the household of faith. Will you take the time today to fellowship with your brother and sister in Christ? You are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of faith, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit, according to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 through 22. What is this saying about you? Listen, God's kingdom is made up of people from all time who have trusted in him. There are no strangers, foreigners, or second-class citizens. As members of the household of faith, we not only become heavenly citizens, but also members of God's own family. The Father has bestowed on you and I the same infinite love he gives his Son, according to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5. Jesus is the chief cornerstone that sets the foundation and squares the building, the temple of God, the people. Yes, you. You are a new stone in Christ's temple, the church. Christ's body of believers, a holy temple in the Lord. You are the dwelling place of God in the Spirit. God, the Holy Spirit, has set up permanent residence in his earthly sanctuary, the church. Each one of you are a stone in the building. You are a living stone, one who breathes out the breath of life that God breathed in you. Each one of you can, will, and must fellowship with one another. Today, don't allow any believer to walk by you without greeting them with, "Hello, how are you doing today?" Take the time to greet one another with a smile, with a kiss, with a hug, a handshake, or a nod of the head. Extend yourself beyond your comfort zone. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.